The report covers the period 2010 to 2015 and provides a comprehensive assessment of the water quality of rivers, lakes, estuaries, coastal waters and groundwater in Ireland. In terms of headline figures, so nationally just over half of our waters are determined to be at good or excellent quality. And the report highlights that we have a relatively stable picture at the minute nationally in terms of water quality. But this is an inaccurate, I suppose, reflection in that it masks the fact that Ireland have failed to meet the planned target of 13% improvement in water quality that was set out in 2009. It's also failed to prevent deterioration in water quality with hundreds of rivers, including a few in the Donegal area.
Which we'll get to, yeah.
And lakes which have declined, which has offset the improvements in a similar number of rivers and lakes that have happened elsewhere.
If we were to map where, say, for instance, you know, new treatment plants were put in place or things like that happened, infrastructural development, would that match where water has improved, and where we haven't done that, the situation is disproved?
I suppose it's part of the story. So we've seen welcome progress in the reduction nationally in terms of the amount of seriously polluted river stretches. So we're down to just 6 rivers naturally, about 20 kilometres stretch. One in particular in the Donegal region, the Breda up by Moville. So that's one of those rivers that is basically identified as being a seriously polluted river. Obviously, there is the urban area there. There are other issues in terms of wastewater treatment. So there is a correlation between where you're seeing improvements in investment in infrastructure and improvements in water quality. But there are often multiple factors at play. So it might be agriculture, it might be forestry, it might be development, it might be industry. So it's not a clear black and white fix. But with agriculture and urban wastewater being the two key drivers in terms of water quality, obviously addressing issues in terms of urban wastewater goes some way to addressing overall water quality problems.
There are consequences of having poor water quality, not just because of the fact that, you know, how it might impact on us.
Mm-hmm. So. Obviously, there's the health and well-being effects of having good water quality, but there's also, I suppose, the consequential effects in terms of the green economy. So Ireland is branding itself in terms of having green agricultural production, and it needs to demonstrate that it has good water quality and pollution isn't occurring from the agricultural activities as a marketing tool for Irish agricultural products. But also in terms of industry locating here, they want to have clean water for their facilities. The tourism industry in particular, they want to see pristine waters. They want to see good quality waters for recreational activities, for bathing waters. They want to know that and be assured that drinking water is of good quality and so on. So it's, there are many, many reasons why we need to have good water quality, not just because the legislation says so.
And do we still have the threat of fines from Europe over these where it is poor?
I mean, certainly in relation to certain activities, so for instance in relation to wastewater, there is a threat over Ireland in terms of addressing issues that haven't been addressed through a number of years and getting an investment program in there. There's always a threat in terms of particular cases and particular instances where things need to be addressed. So there's an ongoing, I suppose, challenge in relation to the threat of daily fines from Europe.
I know you've a lot of counties to deal with, Matthew, but the highlights or lowlights from a Donegal perspective that jump out at you.
So I suppose, I mean, one of the key things in Donegal, we've lost a few of the highest quality sites. And that's just between the last reporting period and this reporting period. So the Devlin, for instance, has dropped down from the highest quality down to a lesser quality. And historically, Donegal would have had many more of the very unimpacted sites, and that's kind of gone by the wayside a bit in recent years. But we have seen improvements in terms of the Guibara estuary and the Lower Swilly estuary, and both of them have improved since the last reporting period. It's fairly static in terms of water quality for some of the other areas, and in terms of the one big area, so the deterioration problem in water quality is a problem, but the bad status or the very seriously polluted river, the Breda up in Moville, is something that needs to be taken on as well.
Yeah, definitely. Now, obviously, you can't predict, but say, for instance, unique events like the terrible flooding we've had over the last 9 days, is that the type of event that could theoretically worsen water quality? Or, you know, as in terms of when samples are taken and all that type of thing?
Certainly. I mean, it's something that's becoming more and more evident. The episodic events, either very dry conditions and low water levels over the flood conditions, can have a serious effect. And therefore, accordingly, you have to, you know, when you're doing your sampling and you're getting the analysis of that, you have to take that on board. We know from colleagues in inland fisheries that a lot of their suspected causes of, say, fish kill. Mm. Are attributed to these either very dry periods where flow is minimal and fish can't migrate up and down the rivers, or flood events which have a big impact in terms of sediments and things like that in the rivers. They have an impact on fish populations as well. So certainly events like that definitely have an impact.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Matthew, a caller wants to know, say, for instance, if treated water were to be leaking and finding its way into water that you're sampling, would that lower the quality of it theoretically?
It shouldn't have a huge bearing if it's treated. Now, it depends on what way it's treated and what level it's treated to.
Yeah.
It can have a bearing in terms of what is in the treated water, but generally it shouldn't have a big negative effect on the water quality because it's been treated. If it was untreated, if it was a leaky sewer or something like that, that's a different matter. That could have an impact.
And might I ask, when you were assessing the Breda River, for instance, how many times would that have been assessed over the period? How many samples would have been taken over the period of this time we're talking here? Ballpark, like once, a dozen times, two dozen times.
You've caught me on the hop on that one. It will either be sampled many times a year,
mm-hmm.
Or if it will be sampled many times a year. Plus, there will be a separate set of assessments on the biology, which is usually once every 3 years.
Oh, is that would be the concern? So it's a little bit like the tidy towns. If you went in there in the once every 3 years after a festival, if you know what I'm saying, if you get the analogy, is that enough? Are you, as a scientist, are you satisfied that that would be enough that we get a mean, that we know exactly, you know, we're getting do we need to be doing more of that testing, really, is what I'm getting at, so we know more accurately what the situation is?
Part of what we are working with at the minute in terms of providing an evidence base to come up with solutions for addressing this is to slightly get away from just relying on monitoring data. So it's to get an understanding of what is going on within an area, so the catchment, the wider catchment of that river, and to basically get other lines of evidence to say, oh, you know, there's been a spillage, or there's a known leak there, mm-hmm. or something hasn't been addressed. It's to bring, I suppose, a basket of information together to make a decision, rather than just going, the water quality says this. Now, ultimately, the water quality does dictate what the outcome will be in terms of an assessment, but on its own, it doesn't necessarily give you the solution to what's causing the problem.